This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the place where God has placed me in His Word, in His church, with God's people. And I'm thanking God for a life lived, a life free from sin. And I'm thanking God for what God has given me. And this is the place where God wants me to be, in Him, living holy, walking upright before Him, as I am being taught. And I'm thanking God for our pastor, Perry Boyd, who's teaching us the Word of God, the way God is requiring. And I'm thanking God. Now I present unto you our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. I want to talk to you today about walking not in the statues of the heathen. Before we get into that thought, we're going to talk about incorruptible. We're going to sing about that. Sister Paris, thank God. God for our Sister Paris. Thank God for our Brother Darrell, who wrote the song. Our announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank God. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on, our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the great stand they took. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And we believe in following the Lord through the scripture. And it's got to be rightly divided. Let's go to 2 Kings 17:6. God does not want his people to be like the heathen. Yes. What is that? God don't want us going back to the slop and stuff we ate as pigs. We want to stay away from that. We have new cuisine now. We have food from heaven. It's called manna. Angel food. But we don't want to eat the slop that we've been eating from our forefathers and friends and neighbors and all that all these years. 2 Kings 17:6, Deacon Franny.
In the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away.
In the ninth month of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took what?
Samaria.
Took Samaria.
And carried Israel away into Assyria.
What?
And placed them in
Hala. Uh-huh. And in Habor.
By
the river Gozan.
And in the cities of the Medes.
Mm-hmm.
For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God,
mm-hmm.
which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh,
king of Egypt, and had feared other gods.
They were fearing other gods. After God brought them out of the king of Egypt, the king of these gods, they feared other gods. They were taken away by the Syrians. And what did he say?
And walked in the statues of the heathen.
So we don't want to walk in the statues of the heathen, which is nothing but customs and traditions that we've come out of. What?
Mm-hmm. Whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel.
What?
And of the kings of Israel, which they had made.
Even the kings of Israel made statues that were not of God. And they were under those statues. It's called doctrines like unto. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. Mm-hmm. And they built them high places in all their cities.
Let's go to Matthew 18.
All right.
So we don't want to be like the heathen. And the person say, you don't call me a heathen. Well, we're not going to call anyone a heathen. We're going to let the scripture define who a heathen is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So you have the questions that isn't all he want to do is call people names. No, the scriptures let you know who you are.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 18:15, what does it say?
Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
Mm-hmm.
If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother.
Good instruction. You gain your brothers and sisters when you tell them their faults and they receive you. You gain them. And they gain. That beautiful. They gain knowledge, right? Read.
But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more,
mm-hmm.
that in that month of two,
the that mouth, in the mouth.
Mouth of two or but. Three witnesses, mm-hmm. every word may be established.
Always good, because sometimes you hear things skewed. Mm-hmm. Now this is like what's going on with the Trumpster. The Trumpster made a phone call, and different ones heard something different what he said,
right.
but that was their interpretation of it. But we kind of feel like they're just outright lying. But many people hear things different ways. Mm-hmm. You say run, spot, run. They hear something else. They hear spot attacking. That's that mindset is off. The heathen don't understand God's word. They hear things off.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. To know that.
Yes.
What?
And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church.
So if he don't want to hear, you know, this is a friendly conversation. Friendly information. They don't want to hear it, then mm-hmm. they don't want to hear the two or three witnesses. Why wouldn't you want to believe your brother and sister said, yeah, you did that, or you look like that? Why wouldn't you believe them? But if they don't want to hear them, then bring it to the church. That means bring it to the leader.
Right.
What?
But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican.
That means someone that don't know God, because when you bring this knowledge, they're not getting it. They don't know God. They're not striving. They're heathens because God is not in their heart. They don't know God. When the Lord came to the scribes and Pharisees, they didn't know what he was talking about. They were heathen. That means their mind was not with God. When your mind is not with God or for God, you can't understand God. You're like a heathen. That's one don't have God because you can't respond. Isn't that beautiful? Read it again. But if he will not hear thee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, 17. And if he shall neglect to
hear them. Tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican.
Let's go to Jeremiah 10.
Right.
We don't want to be like that. Heathens, they walk in their mind and how they feel about things, not what God is asking for, and they're not following who God sent. They go in their own mind. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 10 and 1.
Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen.
We want to learn the way of the heathen. Now, what are you talking about? Because when you come to God, you forget about what you did. And many times God takes all the things you did away so that you can walk upright. And you know, oh, I feel like I'm on a cloud. But then after a while, the Lord let those things that you're not, that you used to feel, start hungering.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to do so and so. Well, can't do that. Mm-hmm. Those are the customs of the old man.
Yes.
Good to know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Read.
And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven,
mm-hmm.
for the heathen are dismayed.
Now, wait a minute. You know what the signs of heaven is? Lord coming back in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Everything scare them because they don't have no understanding. They don't have no knowledge. So, Lord come back. You know the Lord soon to come. So, what you mean? You're already here.
Yes.
We looking for. I ain't looking to die. Because if you look for him, it means you're ready to die.
Right.
Well, when we did look for him, we did die spiritually so.
Yes.
Or we're on our way in dying.
Yes.
We're not looking for him anymore. Lord, not too soon. Give me time to finish up what I got to do.
Yes.
Right? So we ain't looking for him. But everybody else, mm-hmm. when Elder Jones was coming, he said he was so scared. When he saw the cross, he would get scared. I did too.
Mm-hmm.
I was out one night and God was kind of dealing with me. I saw the cross. I was just scared because I was coming from corruption. I'm out there cutting up in the streets, right? I'm seeing that church steeple. I said, wow, what? Scared me.
Mm-hmm.
When you get knowledge, you know, it doesn't mean anything. It's just superstition and things they tell people to scare them into their churches.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God ain't about that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest
mm-hmm.
to work of the hands of the workmen with the axe.
Now that's your Christmas tree.
Yes.
That was around here before the Lord even was born, let alone died. These customs been going on for years. Always got some kind of custom going to celebrate something
right.
under the guise of religious.
Yes.
But describe it. What would it say?
They deck it with silver and with gold.
That's your garland. Silver garland, silver
right.
gold
yes,
garland.
That is something.
That's Christmas. Then they start putting the bulbs and pretty soon you might see cell phones hanging on there.
Oh, well.
They put everything on the tree, right? Go ahead.
They fasten it with nails and with hammers.
That's what happens when you go there. Got a little piece of wood that way.
Yes.
And you take it home and you got some, ooh, got my Christmas tree. It feel like a whole, I'm in the season now. What did it say?
They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not.
They must can't speak, but yet, when people see these Christmas trees, ooh, it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have no feeling about Christ.
Right.
What they're feeling about is wine. Yes. Bud. And on and on and on. Go ahead.
They must needs be born because they cannot go.
What?
Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do
evil. Like
people
say, these customs, the vain customs. You're not going to the funeral? Pay your respects? I go, they don't know I'm there. To them, that's like you out of order. You ever spoke to somebody? Man across the street died. Well, he did. Yeah. Yeah. Been there 30 years. You go to the funeral side? No, I don't want, I ain't talked to him in 15 years. You gotta pay your respects. No, I don't. You don't know I'm paying no respects. And I ain't respecting you either. Why would you do that? That's what happened. Kind of like, you know, you see people die. It could be cousins or brothers. If you ain't saw them in 15 years, say, that's your brother. Yeah, but we had no relationship.
Right.
Going there, he ain't going to say, glad you come. He dead. Right?
Exactly.
You know, people stand over graves like they hear them.
Right.
That pray for him, that pray for him, that he have a good rest of place. Well, if he ain't prayed before he left here, your prayer ain't going to send him nowhere. Right? These are the customs of the heathen. They believe all this stuff and they get upset because you don't go to every riot. Wake, gotta go to the wake. Ain't nobody awake, they're dead. Right? Okay. And most of them sitting there dead. According to God's word, right? Three.
Neither also is it in them to do good.
It's not even in them to do good. Mm-hmm. What verse are you reading at?
At 6 now.
Let's go read a little further.
For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great.
Nobody
might.
Like the Lord.
No.
Now, why would you follow a God that pits the people he made against one another? Why would you want to serve a God like that? Why would you want to serve a God and say, this people is the devil? Well, your God made us, so why would he do that?
Right.
Why would he make me like you? So you would have no problem. It's foolishness, but
right.
Our God came and died for the people. I ain't heard anything about Alibaba doing that.
All right,
or the 40 thieves. Mm. They haven't done that. Neither have the fat boy to eat up everybody's food nobody eating. They died for anybody, but the Lord did. Right. Came and lived just like we did, went through the same process, went back to glory and died for everybody.
All right.
That will accept him. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
Who would not fear thee, O King of Nations?
Who wouldn't fear thee? Let's go mm-hmm. to Revelation.
All right.
19.
Mm-hmm.
Great name.
All right.
Great.
Yes, Lord.
And that's why we love his word, because mm-hmm. that word is his name.
Right.
Revelation 19
mm-hmm.
and 13, what does it say?
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Wait a minute. The word is a he.
Yes.
It's God.
Yes.
And God took on flesh
mm-hmm.
and became just like us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Sanctified his life like he wants us to do
yes.
and went back to glory and offered himself up as a permanent sacrifice for everybody if you'll accept him.
Yes.
Once he got sanctified, he had not spot or wrinkle. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
God's showing us I can do it just like what you posted. I can do that too. Mm-hmm. So God don't have no guilt about putting anything on us that we can't bear. He don't put no more than we're able to bear.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say again, if someone dies and never know who God is because they wouldn't go know who God is.
Right.
And just think, they say, well, babies go to heaven. Mm-hmm. What they gonna know? What they gonna say?
Right, Pastor.
They ain't got no developed mind. What they gonna say?
Right.
So we don't know how that works.
Right, Pastor.
Right? But they ain't in heaven because you gotta be born again.
That's right.
Because if you have to be born again, guess what people would do? They kill their children. I'm going to make sure my child go to heaven. They'd be killing them.
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to 1 John 2 and 5.
All right. Beautiful.
Thank yes. God. Clothed with a vesture.
Mm-hmm.
Dipped in blood.
Mm-hmm.
1 John mm-hmm. 2 and 5. What does it say?
But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God
perfected.
Whoso
keepeth his word. Mm-hmm. So now, we have to make that word in our heart. We have to keep it in our minds.
Yes.
If we keep it,
mm-hmm.
verily.
Is the love of God perfected?
What?
Hereby know we that we are in him.
That's how we know his love is perfected. Because if his love is perfected, what does that mean? You're going to have actions that's perfected. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked.
So we can't walk like we used to walk. Now we're walking according to the word. Now the word is 1 John 2:7. What does it say?
2:7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
The old commandment, we had it from the beginning. That means the word. What?
The old commandment is the word.
Old commandment is the word. How many churchgoers know that? Oh, we didn't keep the commandments, but they took out the Sabbath day and they don't live holy. They took out the Sabbath day and now they're Presbyterian, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, all of the above, except for holiness, because that's what he said. Be holy, as your Father in heaven is holy. Mm-hmm. Read.
The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
The beginning. Mm-hmm. St. John 1:12. Let's go all there. Right. We don't want to walk in the statues of the heathen.
Right.
And how do you ensure that is walking in the statutes of God? You can't walk in both. Either you have a God or you get rid of the gods. One and 12.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power
to become the sons of God. I received Jesus in my heart. If you did, you should have received his word, because that's who he is. Yeah. Even the Lord came like us and received his own word and was made and offered himself up, sanctified. You can't get around the word. The word is the commandments, and you cannot omit any one. If you omit one, you're guilty of them all. If you omit one, you don't have the commandments, because it cannot be broken. Right. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Even to them that believe on his name.
Even to those that believe on the word. Mm-hmm. So you have to walk around and say, Jesus is in my heart. The word is in my heart. And I know the word is the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Now, a lot of Jews, natural Jews, that don't know the Lord, they believe they have the word in their heart. They believe it, but they only see a natural side to it. And the reason why they only see the natural side is because they reject the one that brings them the spiritual knowledge. Mm-hmm. Same thing today. Ones don't want to accept spiritual knowledge, you become blind, just like the heathen. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. What?
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Of God. In other words, God is behind this. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting to see what's behind a change. Now, God is behind every change Brother Nathaniel make, whether it's for eternal life or to live better, because God is about blessing people. Yes. And we're trying to be a blessing to him. But you don't get a blessing by calling on the phone or sending me a letter and say, put this note on top of the prayer line, top of the prayer table. We don't have no prayer table here.
All right, Pastor.
No. We have no prayer line, and we don't have no line that says, it's healing night. You get healed as soon as you obey God's word.
All right, go ahead.
And the thing that's going to get healed, you can't see it. But I can see your actions. Isn't that beautiful? What are we reading?
14.
What?
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the begotten of the Father.
As of the only. The
only begotten of the Father.
Of the Father.
Full of grace.
So we beheld his glory. That means what? You beheld his action, his work.
Yes.
His deeds. That was the glory of him.
Yes.
The good things he did. He went about doing good and preaching the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Jeremiah 10:6. Let's go there.
Jeremiah. Yes.
Beautiful. Thank God.
10. Yes, it is.
Thank God. We're talking about knowledge.
Yes.
And we're talking about God's way.
Yes.
10:6. Jeremiah.
For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great and mighty.
Great and mighty.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain.
Mm-hmm.
For as much as among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee.
None like unto thee. What 8th verse say?
But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities.
That's their stock.
Mm-hmm.
Vanities. Mm-hmm. And the vanities are nothing but doctrines of vanities. That's what it is.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew's.
All right.
15, well, we've heard it spoken of many times.
Yes, Pastor.
These traditions 15. Are customs and they're statutes. We didn't get all caught up in Halloween. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, Pastor.
If you don't live for God, it's a beautiful time. If you don't live for God. But if you live for God, it's not a beautiful thing because God didn't ask you to do that.
Right.
Not a sin, but it's not God's way. And it leads you into more carnality, and leads you into more ways not like God. Yeah. Not a sin. Some people don't love God. Say, well, if they don't sin, I'm going to do it. Well, that's because your mind is carnal. But if you're spiritual minded, you want to do what's spiritual. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 15:1.
Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the traditions of the elders?
I'm sure many people ask, why you all act this way? Why you do so and so? Because we're peculiar people. Because we're not like you. And we used to be, but we're not like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Our life has changed. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now we do things, we strive to do things to please God. Not doing things that don't acknowledge God. That means you don't know God. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For they wash not their hands when they eat bread.
Always carnal things when it comes to making accusations against God's people, because that's all they see. They don't see the spiritual side. They see the natural side. And the natural side is not leaning towards them. It don't favor the flesh. It don't. So they have a problem with that. Read.
But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?
By your statutes and customs. You transgress God. Because on the Sabbath, everybody's out shopping. Malls are full. On the Sabbath, cutting grass, painting, doing everything. Going to Home Depot. And some go get the job done at Deer. That's for those that get it done. But Home Depot... every day, more doing. They ain't never did nothing. Just keep thinking, I'm going to do it. But they ain't done it yet. We want to be doers of the word, not just hearers. What it says, so-and-so, for those that get it done. That was a nice one. Okay, come on.
Okay.
Let's go to Jeremiah 5:1. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
Thank God for Brother Jeremiah.
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing to call Jeremiah your brother.
Yes.
Yeah, Jeremiah, he was a weeping prophet. Mm-hmm. 10:6.
10:6? Yes.
Yes. He was also a battle axe. 10:6, Jeremiah.
Yes.
Jeremiah 5:1. Excuse me, 5:1.
All right. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof. If ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it.
You can find one. You cannot. Okay, here we go. Nobody we find is keeping God's commandments without a bunch of attached carnality. Well, you got to have tofu. You can't drink coffee. You can't do this. But they're still not talking about living holy.
Yes.
They don't have understanding of God's word. Read.
And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely.
They swear because they don't know God. They don't know judgment. They don't execute judgment. If you don't execute judgment, how can you know God? God is a God of judgment. Everything is about judgment. Do you walk right? Do you look right? Do you smile right? It's about judgment.
Beautiful.
What?
O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved.
Mm-hmm.
Thou hast consumed them, but they have not refused to receive
but
correction. But they have refused to receive correction.
Mm-hmm.
They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return.
What?
Therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish.
They're heathens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they
yes.
are.
Beautiful.
Heathens. I don't want anybody to hear this broadcast get offended because you calling me a heathen. This is what scripture's telling you who you are.
All right, Pastor.
Yeah, I said what the scripture said.
All right, Pastor.
Go ahead.
For they know not the way of the Lord.
You don't know God's ways. Why you act like it's what we're supposed to do? Mm-hmm. I think as Elbert was telling his son, he said, how you know I don't live for God? You think y'all the only one? No, we don't. But we know the only ones that live for God is in the scripture.
All right.
And if your life don't match that, a commandment keep you not living for God. God only got one way, right? He's only got one Lord, one faith. And if you're not in there, you're not in it. Right. How simple is that?
Yes.
Read.
For they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God.
What?
I will get me unto the great men.
Now we're talking. Let's get to the great men. What?
And I will speak unto them.
Now God speaks to the great men.
All right.
And I believe he said in Matthew's, they that do and teach shall be called great.
Yes.
They that do it and teach it, they're going to be called great. So don't get no spirit because Elder Batista would say, our great pastor.
All right.
Well, the saints are great.
All right.
That's what the Lord, I just said the Lord says that they that do and teach. And if you're living for God, your life is teachable.
Yes.
If you're doing it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't go out there. Don't go no further than that now. Go ahead.
For they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God.
Isn't that beautiful? But know these, the way. Mm-hmm. Know his custom. So that's what the ministry is all about. Teach them a new way, a better way, God's way. We come out of the customs of the heathen. I don't even think about these holidays anymore. I don't even think about my own birthday. And why should anybody? You want to think about death, not birth. We already in the birth. We want to think about when we're going to die and being prepared for death in our dying. Isn't that beautiful? I will get me unto the great men.
Mm-hmm. And I will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord.
No, wait a minute. So why would God speak to someone who don't know his way? He wouldn't, because if you don't know his way, they're not going to understand God. So God don't speak to those that don't strive to keep his commandments. He speaks to those that's keeping the commandments. If you're not keeping God's commandments, God's not talking to these ministers. I believe that. I believe God. It's not that I don't believe them. I believe God. They think they're right because they believe what they were given from before that didn't know God. I got mad from those that know God. Isn't that beautiful? And more important, the scripture tells you who know God. Not me. The scripture says, he didn't say, I know him. And keepeth not his commandments is lying.
Yes.
That's the way of the heathen. That's the heathen statutes, the lie. Yes. I will get me unto the great men and will speak unto them. What?
For they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God.
What?
But these have altogether broken the yoke.
These people, these Baptists, and I'm saying these people, I'm saying these different religions, they've broken the yoke. They've broken this. What did it say?
And burst the bonds.
And burst the bonds. No. Let's go to 2 Kings.
2 Kings, yes, Pastor.
No, wait a minute. Read 31st verse. What did that say?
31st?
Yeah.
5 and 31. Yes, Pastor. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof?
So the priests bear rule. That means they go by their customs. You know what the priests do? Well, now Sunday we're going to have Father's Day. And then following the third Sunday, we're going to have Children's Day. And then the Sunday after that, we're going to have anybody that think they can speak day. That's their means. And they love it. Oh, we can have it. Yeah, girl, I'm preparing what I'm going to speak. All kind of junk. They keep things going on. But now God's got the word. But to keep coming to service, they come one time, they ain't coming back. But these things... Next Sunday is lollipop day. Everybody bring your favorite lollipop. Make it. That's what they do in these. That's why all this stuff going in these jobs. Churchgoers. Tomorrow's pajama day. You come, but no tops. All kind of stuff. That's coming probably. You Tom funny? If you know what's going on in this political climate, you understand what I'm talking about. It seems funny, but that's going to happen probably.
You can visit
that's
us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.covenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.